Genesis chapter 9 is where we're looking at. And verse 6, we'll go back to it later. Whosoever sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. Folks, God just told us what he thinks about somebody killing somebody. They're supposed to forfeit their life. We're going to be talking some about that today in our message, about different death penalties God had laid out in the Bible. And today's people's attitude about the death penalty. It's sad. People don't listen to what God said. Lord, speak to our hearts through your word today. Instruct us with your wisdom and understanding, and bless the word to our hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Amen. This past week, Faye and I was looking at TV. We saw a middle-aged man. He looked like maybe 50, 55, just to guess his age. And he was standing before a judge. They'd already had his trial. And he'd been found guilty. Fact is, he even admitted he was guilty. He had committed crimes. You know what his crimes were? He had had sex with a 2-year-old girl. I call that a baby. And also, I believe the other one was 6. And boy, was that judge hot. Was that judge hot. So, he's got a lot of time he's facing. I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, there was a two men, or a man and a woman on a motorcycle going up the interstate somewhere up north. And another two motorcycles of a different gang passed them. And you know what ensued? When that gang passed them, the one that got passed pulled out a pistol and began to shoot and hit one of the guys in the back, which in turn he responded by firing, and they talked like it was a beautiful girl about 30 years of age sitting behind this guy that first started shooting, and she was struck right there, and it went all the way through her head and come out the other side. Just to pass them now. We're living in dangerous times, folks. People will shoot you because they don't like the way you look. It's terrible, the times. I didn't grow up in a society like this, and it's given me kind of a hard time. You know what I'm saying? I'm not used to all this wickedness and evil. People used to be kind of trustworthy. At least I thought so when I was growing up. Today we see and hear a lot of senseless killings of people. Just senseless killing. People will kill you for 50 cents. They just want money that bad. We have school shootings. I went to school, graduated in 12th grade. Went to college some over at Pembroke. You know what? We never heard tell no school shootings when I was coming along. People didn't do that. But we have school shootings today. We have shootings at places of employment today. While you're on your job at some public place, somebody's subject to walk in there that's mad at the management or somebody in there and go to shooting. Shooting at places of employment is taking place right regular now. Shootings at churches. You know what? I've told some of our members to come prepared. Be loaded. Because you don't know who's going to walk off that highway and come in here. People don't recognize the church no more. I bet we've been broke in 20 times since we've been out here in the last 40 years. People just knocked the windows out. We had to finally break it up, keep people from coming in. But they ain't come in during worship hour now. Don't misunderstand. They come in when we weren't here. Yeah, and steal our stuff. Yeah, shootings at churches. And you know something else? People just drive by and shoot you. That's happening a lot now in places. People just got the shooting bug, I reckon. Got the shooting bug. And the news, our news is constantly telling of some person that's been murdered. It's every day. Somebody's been killed. And sometimes it's family. I've never heard the beat in my life of family members killing one another. Brothers against brothers or even sisters. And parents against parents. They kill their parents. You know what all this is? It's the devil at work in the last days. Yeah, that's what it is. The devil's a busy feller. We see children killing their parents. I've never heard the beat in my life of children killing their parents. I sure don't want to kill my parents. I never did. Hey, and parents killing their children, folks. How can you want to kill your children? And God's got something to say about all this in His Word. And now there's a great assault on our police force. Three of them got shot the other day. I don't think it killed any of the three. The best I understand, they are going to be all right. Of course, I know they'll be affected in some manner. But people just, they hate the police. We're in a mixed up world, folks. All of this, I believe, is showing us the end time is here. The end time is here. The end of the age is here. And it won't be long the Lord's coming, folks. All this is just showing us the Lord's coming. Because don't you remember the Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when He come. You know how it was in Noah's day? Boy, they were all rotten, amen? So we're headed down that way fast, and our politicians, most of them, are sold out to the devil. Most of them are sold out to the devil. I believe that if you shoot a cop, you ought to be put in prison, and if the cop survives, you ought to still be put in prison for life and made it work on the chain gang, amen? Don't let them lay up and watch TV. Put them on the chain gang. I remember when the chain gang and them dudes was out there sweating it out at 95 degrees, amen. Yeah, I believe people would have a different outlook if they knew they had to go at the chain gang. And I remember seeing them with them old big arm balls on their legs and them trying to work on the road. Yeah, we got so civilized. We quit doing that, didn't we, folks? I'll tell you what. God's not going to give up on the sinners. He's going to throw them into hell forever. Ain't going to be no sympathy for them when He cast them into there. They didn't want His Son that He loved so much. Yeah, there's a day coming. It's all going to come up. It's going to all come out. Why do people murder people? Sometimes it's just for money. I ain't going to work, so I'll get it off that dude over there. They look like they got some. And you know, you women are real victims. They see you, especially if you got maybe up in age a little bit, where they think they can just grab your pocketbook and fly. You better watch your pocketbook. And you better walking close to another car when you're walking on the parking lot, because they'll spring out of that car and grab you and have you in it with them. I tell you, we're living in evil time, folks. And I hate to say it this way, but you can't hardly trust nobody. Can't hardly trust nobody. It ain't like it was when I was growing up. I keep saying this. I mean, we used to park our car on Main Street and Lumber leave the key in it and go to the movie. It'd still be sitting out there, but who wants the Chevrolet anyway? Amen. Amen. Okay. Sometimes it's just for evil people will kill somebody. Just to, you know what these gangs, you know one of the things about some of these gangs? In order to be on that gang, you got to kill somebody. Do you know that? The only way you can be in our gang, you got to kill somebody to prove you're one of us. Yeah, that's what's going on today. There's gangs everywhere now. Motorcycle gangs, drug gangs, all kind of gangs. Sometimes it's just the devil's got somebody, amen? It's just the devil's got somebody. And our attorney generals, which are supposed to prosecute with the full extent of the law, are not doing their job in most cases. The attorney generals are being bought off. They're being paid to let so-and-so slide a little bit. How many times do you hear someone that's killed somebody and they get to checking his record? And his record is like this. And they've been letting him out, letting him out, letting him out. He go and post a bond and be out. A small bond, by the way. Because attorney generals are getting paid off and lawyers. It's a money thing, church. It's a money thing. Everywhere you go, people's taking advantage of you, making you pay, make them rich. It's everywhere now. It's everywhere now. Our products are being made not to the best ability, but you'll need to replace it in just a few years. That's the way they're made now. With states and cities reducing funding for the police, murder is on the rise. What about these towns and states that's reducing funding the police? Were they born upside down or something? Because when you defund the police, when you cut the police force, well, the wicked are going to become more empowered. Anybody knows that? Amen? Amen? I mean, I tell you what, I never had to serve in the Army overseas in a conflict zone. I was in the Army, and we had to go through all the training to do that. But I tell you what, folks, our policemen are just as their lives are just as subject to be killed as the people in a conflict zone in the Army at war. People just hate the police. Police ain't bothered them, but it's what they stand for. That's what they stand for. They're against them. Oh, folks, I tell you what, it wouldn't do for the Lord let me to be the president for a week, amen? I'll tell you what, I believe in old values. I believe in old values. The death penalty is a government-sanctioned form of criminal punishment. We used to put people to death. Capital punishment is what it's called. Back when I first started this church, right after we started it, a friend of mine and Faye's, her mother, or was it her father that they her mother and father, this woman was looking after, and she poisoned them to death. And so they got behind it. They didn't let up. And Governor Hunt, we went up there to see him. They asked me would I go with them, and I went. And I tell you what, I got called into his office, a room about this big, just me and him, sitting there with Governor Hunt. I felt about that like that. And he asked me about capital punishment. What was my view on capital punishment? I told him what God's view was. I didn't tell him my view. My view is the same as God's. Amen. We just read it a while ago. God said if you kill somebody, you just forfeit your own life. Now, we got church people don't believe that. But I do.
She killed her husband too.
Pardon?
And she killed her husband too.
So she got to, they put her to death. A woman would do something like that, folks. You know, the women are supposed to be of a more gentle, tender. But this woman was bad, bad to the bone.
And she went to church.
Yeah, she was a church person too, by the way. Hey, what about you folks? How y'all? You folks, amen. Amen. Well, I got JoJo in case, you know. Well, the death penalty is what the government's supposed to use. But we're not using it very, very often, folks. We're not using it very often in this country anymore. And in other countries the same way. But God has already told us what he thinks about taking people's lives. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. If you kill somebody else intentionally, you plotted their death, you just forfeit your own life. Just forfeit your own life. Why? Why is God like that? Why did God say that? Listen to me carefully. You're that important to God. You're that important to God. You are made in the image of God. Now, I know we've lost some of that image, but we're still in the image of God. And every person is important to God. God's got a plan for every person. He's got a purpose for every person. And when somebody takes somebody else's life, they've interrupted God's plan. I wouldn't suggest you interrupt God's plan, church. Amen. I wouldn't suggest you interrupt God's plan. Because it's costly. It's costly. Yeah. I want to share some verses with you. I found some verses in the Bible about people losing their life. Now, first of all, liberal thinkers, they don't think like we do. They think they're more compassionate if you don't put somebody to death. That means you're not barbaric. You see, we're barbaric if we believe in the capital punishment. But they're compassionate. Hogwash. God said put them to death, church. God instituted the death penalty to protect society from lawlessness and show the value of human life. That's why God ordained capital punishment. Abortion. What about abortion now? Did you know when a baby is aborted from its mother's womb, that's murder? Did y'all know that's murder? What's that baby did to be murdered? That's the most helpless form of life that there could possibly be. In his mother's womb. God said in his word, you better not shed the blood of the innocent. That's what he said. Better not shed the blood of the innocent. Anyone more innocent than a baby? And I mean, they'll kill him just as he's about to make an exit. That's gross, folks. That's gross. I tell you what, when my two little young ones was born, I mean, my Tammy there, I used to hold her. She was so little, I could hold her like that, you know. Yeah. I sure wouldn't want her to be killed. Oh, she's a blessing to me. Why, she just gave me that drink while ago that perked me up some. Amen. Yeah, she just perked me up a little bit. I found some verses where God said, put to death those who commit these crimes. Now, I know these crimes are under the Mosaic law, but I wanted to share them with you today, church, because to show you how God values human life, how God's trying to protect society. God loves everybody, folks, and nobody has a right to take your life to satisfy their greed or whatever it is, their problem. In Exodus 21:12, you might want to write these verses down and then go back later when you get home and look them up, because I don't have time to wait for you to look them up now. But Exodus 21 and verse 12, he that smiteth a man so that he die shall be surely put to death, the Mosaic law says. Now think about that. Is there anything about that scripture you don't understand? Amen. In Exodus 21:14 it says, but if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine order that he may die. You plan to kill somebody? Take him out and kill him. You can take somebody else's life, you just lost your own. In Exodus 21:15, listen to this one now, folks. Boy, now this is something else. It's getting down to today. He that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. How many moms has been slapped by their children? You know what? If I'd have done that, I wouldn't be living. Amen. Think about that. He that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death, God's word says. In Exodus 21:16, he that stealeth a man, that's kidnap, and selleth him, we got a lot of that going on now. If he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. Just for kidnapping him, they should be put to death. There's a lot of people being stolen today. There's a lot of that coming across that southern border that our president don't care a thing about. Exodus 21:17 says this. Listen to this one now. He that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. To curse them. Hey, boy, we could get a lot of our population done away with today if all that was found out, couldn't we? Young uns cursing their mom and daddy. Listen, I'm just reading this out of the Bible. This is not something I made up. I'm just reading it right out of the Bible. What the Lord said, church. In Exodus 21:29, But if the ox were wrought to push with his horns in time past, and it hath been testified to his owner, we told you about your ox wanting to gore people, and he hath not kept him in, but that he hath killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. The Bible says if your animal and you've been warned about you got a dangerous animal and you didn't do anything about it like shutting him up, then you just forfeit your life too and the animal. Folks, God's pretty stern, isn't he? God's pretty stern. And God's trying to get man's attention. You better not do this. You better not do that. I'll tell you something else God's about. God says, if you don't believe on my Son as your Savior, you're going to be separated from me forever. You think many people believe that today? No. We're educated now. We went to school and listened to a bunch of liars teach you. That's what you have done. I've been in college. I know what it's about. They think they're the only ones that knows anything. They're dumb as dirt as far as truth is concerned, most of them. Listen to this one in Exodus 21:18. Listen to this, folks. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. We got any witches in here? God says, put witches to death under the Mosaic law. In Exodus 22:19, whoever lieth with, listen to this one now. This is in the gutter. But whosoever lieth with a beast, that is, have sex with a beast, shall surely be put to death. I know many years ago, there was a man, I think he was caught, if I remember right, having sex with a mule. Back when I was growing up, they caught him in the stall with the mule. And that's what this verse is about here. Exodus 35:2. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Back under the Mosaic law, we're not under that now, but under the Mosaic law for 1,400 years, if you worked on the Sabbath day, you could be put to death. Because you're supposed to, it was a holy day. Holy day. Leviticus. And now there's a bunch of them in Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 10 and following. Just put Leviticus 20, verse 10, FF. That means following. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. I'm just reading it out of the Bible. And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall be surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. I'm telling you, these verses are what God said requires death to those that do this. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, homosexuality, church, both of them have committed an abomination. Now today, it's the accepted thing. Did y'all know that? Homosexuality in the government. Did you know we got homosexual pastors? We got lesbian women pastors. What does God say about it? They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. It's your own fault. Folks, I'm talking about a holy God that requires man listen to him. He's God. He made us. He owns us, all of us. And if we don't live by what he says, he can take us out anytime he wants to. Yeah. If a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death in Leviticus. And ye shall slay that beast. Kill the poor old animal that the man defile. Both of them are to die. If a woman, listen to this one now, this isn't. Ugh. And if a woman approach into any beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Tell you what, folks, I believe God means business. I believe God means business. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, she see his nakedness, it's a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. Today, these same sex sins are being committed everywhere. These same sins that God has already shown his displeasure with, church. We're living in a day that whatever I want, I can do. I have a right to do it. Too often the sentence for these crimes are light or not even being held accountable. We've got that lenient and disrespectful of the population that's living like they're supposed to be. It seems our government does not want to deal with perverts and sex offenders as they should. I mean, a man can be caught taking advantage of a child like we talked about earlier, and then you get to examine his record, and he's got a long record, and they're still letting that man out when he should have been confined long time ago or dealt with long time ago. Murders often are found to have a long history of breaking the law and being released. A lot of these people that shoot the police, they got a big record. A long record. And they're still free to go out and shoot the police, church? I'm going to tell you all something. Listen to me. When Jesus Christ comes and sets up his kingdom for 1,000 years over in Jerusalem during the 1,000-year reign of Christ, there's not going to anybody be doing anything like that anymore. Because when they start to do it, there's going to be somebody there to put a stop to it right then. That's how fast Jesus is going to act. That's how fast. They're not going to be allowed to carry out their sin. He's going to rule in righteousness. He's going to rule to protect people. Our government, our officials are supposed to be protecting society, and instead, they're getting paid off. They're getting rich. They go up to state houses and federal houses, and they just getting by with their paycheck. And then all of a sudden, in a couple of 3 years, they're millionaires. How did that happen? How did that happen? You know what happened? They're taking the things of this world rather than the things of God serious. And they're going to miss out. When the last breath leaves their old body and they think they've had a successful life, they're going to find out in about 2 seconds after they died, they weren't successful at all. They were a fool because they had put their money in the wrong bank. Y'all hear me? I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Like I said a while ago, people today want to sound compassionate. We don't want to sound barbaric. And oh yeah, he made a mistake, but so just let's reduce his sentence and let him out. That's the way people are doing, folks. And then they get out on the street again and they're wrecking somebody else's life. Wrecking somebody else's life. I understand the three police that got shot the other day. They didn't know who did it, but he turned himself in. I don't know what prompted him to turn himself in, Johnny, but he did. Yeah. I don't know how serious their wounds are, but I heard two was out of the hospital, and I think the other one's okay, but as far as I know, but he's still in there. Because of crimes and criminals, we're becoming like the people in the days of Noah. Genesis 6:5 says, "And God saw the wickedness of man. It was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." And that's the society we got today. We got so many people, all they think about is something evil. How can I rob the bank? How can I walk into Dollar General and grab me a handful of money and get out of here safe? How can I take advantage of that woman that's coming yonder? She don't look like she knows what she's doing. Her pocketbook's hanging kind of convenient. I believe I can run by there and snatch it off and be gone before she knows it. That's what they're doing, folks. That's what they're doing. You women better be careful. And you men too. Us men too. Yeah. Especially when you got white hair, Brother Searle. Amen? Yeah. So what we are seeing in society is ignoring God. That's what's happening in our society. People ignoring God. They don't think they're going to have to stand before God. I'm going to tell you something. This preacher believes every word in that book right there. Every one of us is going to stand right by ourselves before the Lord Jesus Christ and be examined. Those of us that are saved at the judgment seat of Christ, we're going to stand there and be examined. What did I do with the life the Lord gave me? What have I thought? What have I said? What were my intentions? God's got a record of all that. Jesus Christ is going to see if you earned any rewards as a Christian, and then he'll reward you. And then he'll say, "Enter into the joy of my Lord." But if you fail to repent and believe on Jesus Christ, you're going to stand before Christ at the white throne judgment. And there's not going to be any saved people there at all. All the billions upon billions and billions of people gathered there, every one of them condemned to the lake of fire and brimstone. Because the Lord's going to examine their lives, and they have rejected Jesus. And that's the only sin that's unforgivable. Rejecting Jesus is the only sin. Lord, bless them as they travel, Lord. And bless where they go, Lord. Yes. Yes, folks, God's got a judgment day, and you're going to be there. I'm going to be there. You can't have a sick day and miss. No. You can't be in the hospital and not go, amen. No, we're all going to be there at the appointed time to be examined. Because we're living in God's world. Remember, God made this world. Remember, God made all of us. And we're all accountable to our Creator, folks. And what we need to realize, I need to humble myself. God said, "I'm a sinner." Listen, I know I am. You know you are. Oh, even after we've been saved, we're still sinners saved by grace through faith in Jesus. Yeah, yeah. But Jesus is still offering salvation to people, even in this wicked generation today. He's still offering people to be saved. And that's the work of the church, to get out the gospel. That's the reason we got all these different ministries where we're trying to reach our community, share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's important we give ourselves to obeying the Great Commission of taking the word to the world. One cannot sin too much, but what the Lord will save if they'll only admit they're sinful. A person can sin as a sinner for 90 years, but if they at the end of 90 years realize, "I need to be saved," the Lord will save them. But you know what? After 90 years, they won't have any kind of rewards earned. And they may just get into heaven by the skin of your teeth, so to speak. No rewards, you just made it. But it's a sin to just want to get to heaven, folks. You ought to want to love the Lord and serve the Lord, to think how he'd die for you and give his life for you and me, a sinner. We ought to love him and serve him and be faithful to him. Work for him. And in our age today, and they're falling away in the churches everywhere. The more I read about churches, they're being vacated by the members. Churches are closing down by the thousands. People won't support the work of the Lord. Isn't that sad? Isn't it sad? Yeah. No sin one can commit will keep them out of heaven except the sin of failing to believe on Jesus Christ. That's the only sin to keep you out of heaven. So I don't know. You know, sometimes you can get surprised. But today, those of you here in the congregation today, do you know you're saved? Do you know you have turned from your sin to Jesus and asked him to save you? And now you're trying to learn about him and serve him and ask him to use you and his work? He wants to use all of us. He don't want to just use the preacher. Hey, it's for all believers. Support one another in getting out the gospel. May God speak to your hearts. I know the message has been a little odd today, but I felt like we need to talk about the death penalty was assigned by God. And now all these others under the Mosaic system, I know we don't follow them. That was under the law. But that one in Genesis 9 and 6 has never been rescinded. It's never been taken away. It's still in force. God's expecting governments to put to death anybody that kills another person on purpose. So let's pray for one another. Let's love one another. Let's serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's keep our eyes looking up to heaven. He's coming. Boy, wouldn't it be something to be living when he come and you heard the sound of the trumpet? I'm going to have a Baptist fit when that happens. Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you for giving us the time today, Lord. Bless each one in the service today. You know the needs of all of us. We're a needy people, Lord. Put your loving arms around us, Lord. Just draw us to your bosom, Lord. Let us lay our heads on your shoulder, Lord, and find comfort and hope and strength, Lord. You're our Lord. We depend on you, Lord. We're nothing without you, Lord. So bless each one, Lord, and all these needs in our bulletin, Lord. We're helpless to do anything about them. But, Lord, you are able, and we lift them up to you in the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen and amen. May God bless. Amen and amen. And we give everybody that would like to come to the altar at this time and come and talk to the Lord, tell the Lord about your problems and your situation, and ask the Lord.